Monroe County Community School Superintendent Judy DeMuth is taking issue with discrepancies in MCCSC teacher compensation data distributed recently by Indiana State Representative Peggy Mayfield. In last night's MCCSC school board meeting, DeMuth provided an excerpt from a handout Mayfield distributed at a recent education presentation. DeMuth said that the handout underrepresented what MCCSC spends on teachers' salaries.
If you notice on the first graph, the information is not correct. What she's showing there is our district tuition support and number of students, neither of which are correct. The middle graph is not our school corporation. And the last graph is just a variety of different data points that she picked up from somewhere, trying to really support that we spend more money on all other staff other than teachers. And so, as you can well imagine, as I told her, you know, we're a referendum community. We're very transparent about our money. I take this as a slap in the face. We just passed a major referendum for our community. We put all the information out there. We have credibility in the community. They know that we're going to be spend money in our children's and our teachers' best interest. We've worked diligently to give our teachers raises. We give good benefits. We've taken that very seriously. And I didn't appreciate her coming to town and putting something out to people that really was misleading.
Adam Terwilliger, Interim Assistant Director of Business Operations, also addressed the data in Mayfield's handout.
I don't know if you can read that back there, but it says number of all other staff, and it says percent of change 2011 to 2014, and the bar next to it says teacher benefit. That's a person and a dollar amount on the same x-axis. So you could be talking about the difference between $100 to $116, I'm just going to blow the example up, or $100 to 177 people, and saying that you're comparing 1% of change to another one when it's a mismanaged reference.
Terwilliger said he tried to recreate Representative Mayfield's data using the source she cited, LSA school funding data, but could not find the source data. Using payroll data MCCSC submits biannually to the state, Terwilliger created what he deemed a more accurate bar graph.
Teacher wage bar chart, as you see from 2016 to 2018, you can tell by that slope we're doing pretty well compared to all other wage. Teacher wage, this is a percent of change graph that makes sense to me. It compares dollars to dollars. 8.8% up over the course of 2016 to 18 versus 2.5%. All their wage. So you can tell that we're really putting a lot of our capital into human capital, the teachers of our corporation. Down below is a percent of allocation of expense of the general fund. You can tell that we are quite robust in terms of wage and benefits. Our general fund, as it has existed since 2014, is basically in the high 90s, mid-90s, for wage and benefits versus all other expenses. So it kind of debunks the whole theory of we spend money on widgets. We are spending money on people, period.
Terwilliger said he also looked to the Indiana Employment Education Relations Board for the most recent data on teacher salaries. Terwilliger said from 2015 to 2018, MCCSC paid well over $5,000 above the state average for teacher. Superintendent DeMuth said she has met with Representative Mayfield about the discrepancies. DeMuth also spoke to what she referred to as a bait and switch by the Indiana General Assembly in its rhetoric on education funding.
You heard the governor talk about kind of shifting some pension money to make it appear that teachers were going to get more money. That's kind of out there on the table. We keep hearing, you know, Brian Bosma say we're going to give schools 2 and 3%. Unfortunately, we got our printout recently, and for next year, it's anticipated that we would receive 1.5% new money and the following year 1.7. And an unfortunate part of that also is that now they've decided, again, it's kind of a bait and switch, to add Title I monies in there, which Title I is a federal categorical grant. We have always gotten that money. But when you show an increase in Title I monies to us, then it jacks up our supposed increase to 2.4%. So when you hear them talking about 2.5%, 3%, it's not happening. Our printout right now is 1.5, 1.7, and we're lobbying hard to get more money, new money, for our teachers in the state of Indiana.
A recent report from the Legislative Services Agency predicts a $60 million funding shortfall for the 2019-2020 school year. Reporting live for WFHB, I'm Barbara Fuqua.